Time to get our weekly view from the north. You can find what he's up to, maybe. Now the multi-threat media guy, Rip City Radio, covering the Ducks and other things for NBC Sports Northwest. Follow along on Twitter. The handle is at Aaron J. Fentress. Mr. Fentress, how's your Friday going?
See what happened? Sorry about that.
What just happened there? What did I miss?
I was referring to not being on earlier.
Oh, no, I was referring to the fact that you sounded like you were being kidnapped in the backseat of a trunk. I was like, is this a distress signal? But you sound better now. Phone, that's what I was alluding to.
What happened was earlier, I was just eating, and next thing I knew, the meeting kept going. Damn it. Sorry about that.
By the way, I could tell you, as somebody who's worked in radio for 19 years, if it's a radio meeting, make an excuse, get out of it. Nothing good's going to come of it. Did you cut out? Are you in a good spot?
Nope.
Can't hear a word he's saying. Pick him up there.
Hey, Aaron, either?
Yeah. We're doing Cutting Out Jones. It's... It's a matter of, dude, you know, I love having you on. If you don't want to be on, just say no. You're not going to hurt my feelings that bad. Are we going to rally the troops in another manner? It would appear so. But anyway, we've got, first we had him on hold at 3:30. Now I got him hold at 4:05. And this, I'm telling you, this better be the greatest sports radio interview in the history of the medium, or I will go back. I will have it out with Marconi's family. All right, we're going to try this one more time, but we're not playing the theme music. I'm just welcoming Fentress back in. Are you with us now?
All right, can you hear me?
Yes!
Awesome.
For now.
Like I said earlier, I'm giving you advice as a lifelong radio person. If it was a radio meeting, next time get out of it, because nothing good ever becomes of a radio meeting.
Yeah, I heard you say that. It was actually a TV meeting.
All right.
And nothing good came out of it. they literally, we were going over a show, and they were like, there's one thing we think you can do better on the show. And then they played the clip, and it never happened what they were talking about. Oh, maybe this is the wrong clip. I'm like, y'all find the clip and figure it out. Let me know.
Yeah, get back to me. So, yesterday was baseball's opening day. I don't know if you were aware. That was the first time in 50 years where every team played their first game at the same time on the same day. I'll tell you what, I thought in the in-between March Madness and only a couple NBA games, I thought that tradition was awesome. I thought yesterday was a great day to be a baseball fan. What'd you think?
Oh, I thought it was perfect. Opening day should be a true opening day. Everyone's playing. Now, there were some weather situations that forced some to delay, right?
Yep.
Or postpone. Yeah, so they didn't get to all play. But at least they were scheduled. The one year that drove me the most nuts, and I'm not that much of a baseball traditionalist, but even this drove me nuts, when the first game of the season was played in Japan.
Right, yeah.
That?
Yeah, the Mets.
Yeah, like 2 days before opening day here, I was like, wait a minute. You can't have opening day here when two major league teams played each other in Japan and that game counted. Oh,
no, this is something they need to stick with. So let's talk about your Cubbies. I might be a little concerned with their closer, Morrow. It's something he's never done. I like the rotation. The offense looks stout. What are you thinking about them making a title shot or a run this year?
Oh, it's already over. I'm getting a Cubs World Series champ 2018 tattooed on my butt right now.
Wow.
No, I like everything about this team. I think Schwarber's going to have a big bounce back here. Getting you, Darvish, was awesome. And Moreau does scare me, but there's no doubt in my mind that he is just we're not going to dump a lot of money and overpay for a closer right now, so we're going to wait until the trade deadline and go out and trade for one later. If Moreau is not getting it done. So he's the only question mark, but we know they'll fix it. They went out and got Chapman 2 years ago. They went out and got Wade Davis at the start of the season last year. So they'll fix that situation if it becomes a problem. But I love where the Cubs are.
we were talking about the Mariners yesterday, and, you know, with Ichiro back and Felix at the top of the rotation, they added Healy. And I know you guys talked with Rob Nyer, and you did a Mariner preview. I'm a little, let's call the rotation suspect. Kind of curious, what did you and Dwight have to say about what you think lies ahead for the Mariners this year?
Well, we kind of agreed that, you know, there's 78 last year. Just below 500, but not horrible. Like, you're not bad at 78 wins, I don't think. Playoff teams get in with 89 wins. Look at striking distance, sort of.
Pick him up. Sorry, he seems to be cutting out again. Yeah. 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, because, I think that was a total, got me a rock and roll band. It's a free-for-all, and he didn't win bye-bye. So I think he was trying to say that the Mariners weren't horrible last year, and then he left. He exits stage left even. So we'll see one more time. Our rule is three on a match, go for the hat trick, and then we'll just try and move it along and see. I don't know if he's in his car or if he's outside the studio or if he needs a better cell phone plan, but let's just say we had some issues. All right, remember, if you want in, you could also contact us via the text line, 3210824. By the way, I love a lot of you chiming in about tipping service industry people and as far as pizza delivery people all of a sudden got involved in the conversation. All right, we're going to try this one more time because I've already started a GoFundMe for a better cell plan for Fentress.
of course, it's my fault.
Oh, I can't blame Alex. He's not even on the air. No, nobody else cares. So here's where we left off. The Mariners weren't horrible last year, and go.
And if their staff stays healthy and their offense is going to be good, I think they can be right around 500 or above 500. The problem is no one ever stays healthy all season, and they have no depth. Like, we had Ryan Divis on from the Seattle Times the other day, and he said that their farm system's ranked 30th.
Right.
Which is one of the reasons why they brought in Ichiro. I mean, one, they're going to sell bobbleheads. But two, they didn't have an outfielder in the minors. That would be that guy who's a fringe major leaguer. You bring him up. He may only hit 250, but maybe he can run and play some defense. They don't even have that guy right now. So my hunch is 75 to 80 wins, somewhere in there. I think they'll fall short of contending for a wild card spot simply because they don't have the depth.
Yeah, I agree. I had him right around 500. Talking with Aaron Fentress, NBC Sports Northwest. And I know beyond your professional career, you're the Northwest supervisor in charge of protecting the Michael Jordan legacy. I know you were disgusted by Durant signing with the Warriors. So last night, he gets thrown out for the fifth time. And after the game, Chris Haynes of ESPN said, teams are starting to call Golden State whiny. I want to know, how accurate is that statement?
Well, if Haynes said it, I believe it. I do think Durant was just ridiculous the other day. I've never understood how a player can be so upset over what he considers a bad call and feel so, you know, almost violated and harmed and wrong to the point where you're going to get yourself kicked out, which hurts your team more by like 1,000 times more than whatever that call was that the official allegedly missed. It doesn't make any sense. So, that to me is just, it's just a bad look for Durant. He should be above that. He should know that sometimes there's going to be a bad call, make up for it with your play. And I do wonder about this team, man. They're looking fragile physically. They can't also become fragile mentally.
No, and I don't get what Durant is so mad at. I mean, he won the gene lottery. People have been bending over backwards for him. He's a McDonald's All-American, second pick in the draft. He makes $26 million a year. He's the one that decided to go to Golden State. He's got the world falling at his feet. He's mad. Imagine when things don't go his way.
He got shoved in the back on a drive to the basket, and the official missed it, damn it. He's going to raise hell.
Yep, he's going to the mattresses over this one. So you hit on it briefly with Durant back, Draymond just returned, Thompson they think this weekend, Curry's on the shelf, maybe out for the first round. And, you know, you hear that stat where when Houston has had Paul Harden and Capella, they've only lost like two games. I don't know if you could trust the D'Antoni team defensively, but if you had a throwdown now on the come and somebody says, who's winning the West, Rockets or Warriors, right here, March 30th, what are you thinking?
I still believe they're going to get healthy, the Warriors, enough to whip everybody. Like, So they lost one playoff game last year. I mean, they might lose five this year, but there's not going to be four in the same series. I still think, you know, once when they're healthy, they are, I think, unbeatable. There's just too many shooters, too much talent, and they play defense. They've been there, done that. And plus the whole James Harden thing, what has James Harden ever done in the playoffs? The guy has had some of the greatest choke jobs in the history of the playoffs. That thing last year in Game 6 against San Antonio was unbelievable. And the year before that, I can't remember who they were playing. He fell apart. So why am I supposed to believe that, A, Harden can come to play against the Warriors for seven games, and two, that Chris Paul is going to stay healthy? He already has a hamstring issue. Seems like every year around this time, something goes out on that guy because he's getting up there in age. So I'm going to go with the Warriors all day, all night.
Yeah, the season before, I know last year, first of all, I mean, that was just embarrassing. And then it was the Warriors. They lost in five in the first round the year before. They got their rear ends handed to them. Lastly, I guess if you think Maryland, Baltimore County, Kansas State, now we're down to a Final Four. You get a Blue Blood, the Rising Power in Nova, Michigan, and, of course, Cinderella. So all in all, the journalist and basketball fan in you, you like these storylines, this Final Four? Are you looking forward to this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I mean, once North Carolina goes out, I check out a little bit, but I get a little bit of that. I will say this, though. I do not want to see Loyola win. I don't think it's good for college basketball for an 11 seed to win. I also think they've gotten lucky. I'm like the worst guy ever now. This proves it, because I kind of frown at this whole thing. They got lucky that they got to play Nevada and Kansas State. I mean, give me a break. Had they played a 2-1 to get there, I think they would have lost along the way. I think they're going to get smoked tomorrow. But if they win and shut me up, then they're just going to get smoked on Monday. But I'm going to go with Villanova. I think they're the best all-around team.
They are the best all-around team. They only have one thing going against them. I picked them, and I'm always wrong. So, all right. Great stuff, as always, now that we finally got you on the proper cell phone plan. Again, on Twitter, at Aaron J. Fentress, NBC Sports Northwest, Rip City Radio. I can only go on and on and on. Aaron Fentress, always appreciate the time. Have a great weekend, man.
All right. You too, man. Bye.
Take it easy.